KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the Class 2A teams took the field at Principal Park yesterday for the 2A portion of the State Boys Baseball Championships. And in the final game of the day, two-seeded Van Meter defeated seventh-seeded Underwood 17-7 in a high-scoring mercy rule shortened six innings. In the Class 2A quarterfinals, the Eagles started off the scoring with an RBI single from Tyler Boothby after Blake Hall drew a two-out walk and advanced to second on a wild pitch. The Bulldogs used their high-powered offense to respond with five runs in the first inning. An error by the left fielder and the shortstop aided their cause with just three of the five scored runs earned. That first inning signaled the end of Eagles starter Landon Nelson's night. He finished with five runs allowed, three earned, and three hits allowed. The Eagles rallied back to tie the game at five all in the third inning, but after giving up the lead in the bottom half, they would never get back in the game. Gannon Archer, the Bulldogs starter, entered the game, giving up just four earned runs all year in 32 and two-thirds innings. However, he allowed five in the first three innings to cough up a five-run lead. He finished with five runs allowed in three innings and five strikeouts. The Bulldogs would score 12 more runs, including 11 in the last three innings, to overpower the Eagles. The back-and-forth game featured just two half innings with no runs scored in the first five total innings. Van Meter at 32 and 3 moves on to the 2A semifinals. Underwood finishes the season 26-5. Next up for Van Meter will be West Sioux. West Sioux picking up a 7-2 win over New Hampton yesterday. The other Thursday semifinal has North Lynn facing Des Moines Christian. North Lynn was an 8-1 winner over West Branch, while Des Moines Christian held off Central Lee by a final of 9-7 in the 2A portion of the State Boys Baseball Tournament yesterday. Class 3A quarterfinals are next up. Those will hit the field today. Top seed Cedar Rapids Xavier will open up play today at 11 o'clock in the opening game. They'll face off against 8th-seeded ADM. Xavier comes in 38-2 on the year for ADM. They are 13-17 on the season entering today's contest. That'll be followed at 1:30 today by 4th-seeded Marion facing 5th-seed Bishop Heelan Catholic. At 4:30, it's 3rd-seeded Central DeWitt facing number 6-seed Centerville. And then the late game tonight has number 2-seed Davenport Assumption battling 7th-seeded Boone. All those games at Principal Park in Des Moines with the winners advancing to the semis. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference baseball selections for the year. Here's a look. First-teamers include trainers Kyle Christensen, Jackson Schumacher, and Drew Peterson. Underwood has Nick Ravlin, Blake Hall, Landon Nelson, and Zach Teton on the first team. First-teamers also include Caleb Smith of Tri-Center, Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia, Skyler Schultes of Audubon, Sam Porter from AHSTW, Alex Lingle of IKM Manning. Also, Missouri Valley's Connor Lang, a senior, was not only named to the first team, he was named the 2019 Most Valuable Player and the Player of the Year in the conference. Among the second-team selections from trainer Nate McCombs and Christian Martins, from Tri-Center, Kyle Siebels and Trent Koziel. Logan Magnolia has Trevor Wills, Dylan Kennard, and Colton Hanlon on the second team. Missouri Valley's Alec Fichter and Nick Tennis, both were second-team selections. Jackson Jensen of Audubon was on the second team, along with Brody Langer, Joey Cunningham, and Blake Holst, all from AHSTW. Well, the Western Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference softball selections for the year. First team picks include Connor Sudman, Stella Umphreys, Bella Dingus, and Sydney Huseman, all from Trainer. In fact, Huseman was named the 2019 MVP and the Player of the Year. Riverside's Kenna Ford and Gracie Blummel were first team picks, along with Underwood's Ashley Van Fossen and Ella Pierce. Katie Anzalone of AHSTW was a first-team selection. Erica Reif and Rihanna Reif of Logan Magnolia, both on the first team. Missouri Valley's Ashlyn Cook and IKM Manning's Lexi Branning also were first-team selections. Second-team picks include trainers Reagan Dara and Alyssa Keller, Underwood's Taylor Nelson and Aaron McMains. AHSTW had Natalie Hogaden and Paige Osweiler on the second team. Second teamers also include Logan Magnolia's Alexis Christians, Missouri Valley's Carter Crispin, Peyton Hiltz, and Julia Jansen. Bianca Cadwell of IKM Manning is a second team pick. So is Kayla Jensen of Tri-Center, and her teammate Molly Nelson also on the second team this year. A Major League Baseball action, not a lot of action yesterday. A lot of teams had the day off, but in the American League, the Royals played yesterday, and Kevin Biggio hit a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning. Randall Grichuk and Teoscar Hernandez also went deep as the Blue Jays beat the Royals 7-3. Top prospect Bo Bichette singled in his first at-bat of his big league career for the Blue Jays in that contest. Also, Detroit beat the LA Angels 7-2. In National League play, Washington over Atlanta 6-3. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 11-6. Miami over Arizona 11-6. Colorado beat the LA Dodgers 9-1. In interleague action, San Diego 8-1 over Baltimore. Well, Jordan Lyles is heading back to the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee acquired the 28-year-old right-handed pitcher from Pittsburgh on Monday for pitching prospect Cody Ponce. Lyles was 1-0 with a .331 earned run average in 11 appearances for the Brewers late last season, helping Milwaukee win the National League Central. He agreed to a little over a $2 million one-year contract with the Pirates and earned a rotation spot, going 5-7 with a .536 ERA. He won five of his first six decisions with Pittsburgh, but has a .958 ERA and eight starts since May 28th. Lyles was scheduled to start for Pittsburgh last night against Cincinnati and was replaced by Alex McRae. The Pirates are 2-14 since the All-Star break, falling out of contention. Also around the league, Houston outfielder Jake Mariznick's two-game suspension for his violent home plate collision with Angels catcher Jonathan Lucroy on July 7th has been upheld by Major League Baseball. Mariznick was suspended July 11th by Chief Baseball Officer Joe Torre, but appealed the decision to a special assistant to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. The commissioner's office said the hearing took place July 23rd and the penalty was upheld. Lucroy suffered a concussion and a broken nose. The New York Mets are sending left-hander Jason Vargas to the Philadelphia Phillies for double-A catcher Austin Bosart. That's according to a person familiar with negotiations. Vargas is a 36-year-old left-hander. He's 6-5 with a .401 ERA, winning his last three starts. He became expendable when the Mets acquired right-hander Marcus Stroman from Toronto on Sunday night for a pair of pitching prospects. Max Scherzer is back on the 10-day injured list. Unwelcome news for the Washington Nationals as they try to catch the Atlanta Braves in the National League East while pushing for a wild card berth. The Nationals announced that Scherzer was placed on the IL with a minor rhomboid strain. It's similar to the inflammation under his right shoulder that forced the ace right-hander to the IL for 19 days earlier this month. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz says he's glad to be home with his family after a botched assassination attempt in his native Dominican Republic. More than 7 weeks after he was shot, Ortiz said on Instagram that watching his family celebrate that he is home and safe is priceless. These are his first public comments since the attack by a hitman who police say was supposed to be targeting someone else. Iowa State sophomore Tyrese Haliburton expects to have more of a leadership role as the Cyclones prepare for next month's trip to Italy. Haliburton started 34 games this past season and is part of an ISU team that will count on several newcomers.
I know everything's going 100 miles an hour for these new guys, and it's probably just a lot to take in, because I think last year if I would have had to go through these practices this early, like, it would have been hard for me just because we're going so fast. So I just keep communicating with the young guys. I want them to ask questions. I want them to, you know, make mistakes just so they can learn from it, and I think that's going to be the big thing on this trip, is just to make mistakes and learn from them.
Haliburton gained international experience earlier this summer when he was part of the USA squad that won the Under-19 World Cup tournament.
Being one of the older guys, being, you know, a leader on that team, just learning how to lead in different ways, you know, learning guys' personalities and things like that, just getting used to international refs too at the same time. It's just a little different, you know, but I think the biggest thing I took from it is just, you know, learning guys more, learn how to talk to different people and things like that. I think that's big.
Iowa State will play three games in Italy between August 10th and the 20th. Well, the Dallas Cowboys are bringing back running back Alfred Morris, with two-time rushing champion Ezekiel Elliott holding out of training camp while seeking a new contract. Agent Michael Katz says Morris agreed to terms on Monday, the third day of practices without Elliott. Morris was the replacement back for the Cowboys when Elliott was suspended for six games over domestic violence allegations 2 years ago. The 30-year-old Morris spent two seasons with the Cowboys, signing in 2016 before Dallas made Elliott the fourth overall pick in that year's draft. Morris was Elliott's backup both years. In six games as Elliott's replacement in 2017, Morris ran for 430 yards and a touchdown. New York Jets wide receiver Jamison Crowder left practice with a foot injury and was having an MRI to determine the nature and severity. Crowder was hurt late in practice, walking to the sideline with a bit of a limp where trainers examined his foot. Crowder signed a three-year, $28.5 million contract with the Jets in March. Saints coach Sean Payton says Zion Williamson's physical stature would make the Pelicans rookie an intriguing NFL prospect at several positions. Williamson is 6'7" and 285 pounds. In an interview on SiriusXM, Payton says five Saints assistants would have their hands up if offered a chance to coach Williamson. The former Duke star has also thrown the football with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. The Saints and Pelicans are under the same ownership and have neighboring training headquarters. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Keith Reeser hurt his Achilles tendon during practice and could miss the season. Reeser emerged as one of the stars of the brief Alliance of American Football and was likely to make the Chiefs roster. And seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson is moving on to another crew chief. Hendrick Motorsports has replaced Kevin Meandering with Cliff Daniels, who will be atop the pit box for Sunday's road course race at Watkins Glen International in New York. Johnson won seven championships with crew chief Chad Knaus over 17 years before they were split up after last season. Meandering failed to steer Johnson into victory lane this season. He's 12 points out of the 16-driver playoff field with five races left before the cutoff. The 31-year-old Daniels was Johnson's race engineer on the 2016 championship team. That's a look at sports. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.